Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And I am going to lead us in reading some scriptures through the Psalms. We'll be praising the Lord through the Psalms today. And then afterward, you can give your testimony, your own personal testimony of praise, what the Lord has been doing, especially the last few days. I mean, we had some powerful declaration rooms here. And I believe the Lord's gone ahead of us and done some tremendous things already. And more even coming. Today, let's just praise the Lord for a bit. So go ahead and have your Bibles ready. And we're going to read through many Psalms. I'm going to see how many of the Psalms I can go through quickly. Just pick a few verses here and there. Not the whole entire Psalms. Just pick one verse here and there, one verse here and there, and so on. We just praise the Lord. I'm going to start here at Psalms 8. Psalm 8 is where I am starting today, and that's a beautiful place to start. And so get your Bibles ready, and let's praise the Lord together. We are praising the Lord. Every time that we pray and the Lord does great things, we ought to come back and praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord. How excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory, hallelujah, above the heavens. And you can read the rest of that psalm, powerful psalm. But like I said, just a verse here and there so I can make it through most of these psalms today. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Well, praise the Lord. Let's jump to Psalm 18, and I'm going to just read verse 46. Psalm 18, verse 46. I hope you're reading along with me. Praise the Lord. All right. It says, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. There's a song that we sing out of that. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. And it goes on, the song goes on to many other verses. I will bless the name of the Lord. Let's keep blessing the Lord. Psalm 29.
I will not be for years. What is this people? From my
hand. Hallelujah.
The Lord reigneth.
Let's continue with the next verse. Psalm 29. Let's give the Lord, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now that's Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. And as we make it through these Psalms, take note, so many places that you yourself can use for praising the Lord later. Many places of course, greatness of the Lord, you know, throughout all these Psalms. Psalm 31 and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, O Lord, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, and which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Isn't that wonderful? How great is thy goodness, Lord, which thou hast wrought for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. Glory to God. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's exactly what we are doing today. Psalm 40 and verse 5. As we praise the Lord with these psalms, just add your own praise unto him. Glory to God. Psalm 40 and verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. More that can be numbered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 57. How many of his testimonies has the Lord done for us? And can we actually number them? I mean, number them one by one? No, because every day of our lives is full of one blessing or the other. Psalm 57, hallelujah, verse 5. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. And we've, you know, over the years, people have made songs out of all, many of these songs. This is one of them also. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Verse 10, for thy mercy is great. Hallelujah. Unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above the earth. He said it twice in there. Hallelujah. Psalm 72 and verses 18 and 19. Psalm 72. And as we go through this, you might recall that many of these popular places in the Bible, over time, people have actually made songs out of some of these psalms. And actually, the psalms are songs. Blessed be the Lord God, Psalm 72 and verse 18. The God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's one of the few places, you know, in those psalms that he actually says amen and amen. Double like that. Praise God. Psalm 89 and verse 1. You will remember, like I said, that some of these, and as you go through, if you can think of a song, a popular hymn that goes with these psalms as well, just chant it silently as we go through this. Silently, you can chant it within your heart. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. You know there's a song about that. Forever with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High God, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. So such as a morning such as this, it's a good thing. In the big morning, we begin to show forth his loving kindness. Then we come back in the evening and show forth his faithfulness. Powerful song that we sing from that as well. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to show forth his loving kindness even in the morning and his faithfulness in the night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 95. O come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Now that's a joyful noise that we need to make. For the Lord is a great God and is a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. That's something that is a forgotten practice in praise and worship. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen. Glory to God. His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. They are idols. But the Lord, he made the heavens. Hallelujah. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Hallelujah. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Psalm 98. We'll read the first couple of verses in Psalm 98. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even Psalm 97 has some good stuff. The Lord reigneth. Verse 1 of Psalm 97. You know, let the earth rejoice and let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Psalm 98 verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. We sing that also. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Praise the Lord. He has remembered, told even his mercy and his truth towards our house. You know, put your name there. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Verse 4. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's a long time, old time song. Haven't heard that in a long, long time. Psalm 99. Making it through our way through the Psalms. Yeah. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Now, this is not just a ritual of reading Psalms, folks. They are powerful. Chains can begin to fall as you begin to praise the Lord today. So don't just sit there and think that we're just doing some thing. No, we are praising the name of the Lord. And as we praise him with these Psalms, powerful things can begin to happen. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read also. I have a few more Psalms. I'm going to make it through all the Psalms. All the Psalms. Just a little here, a little there. Exalt the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Verse 9 of Psalm 99. And worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Let's take a look at Psalm 100. In fact, all of that psalm is a great psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, there are many times in the Bible that he says that. You know, why does the Lord want us to be joyful? And why does the Lord want us to make a loud noise? Well, we need to shout his praises. You know, some people don't like to shout. Maybe they say, well, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, like that. Well, but the Bible says, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I've noticed that the people that don't like to shout, the praises of the Lord. They can shout out other things. They can be watching sports and screaming and shouting. But when it comes to praising the Lord, and we say, well, let's give the Lord a hand clap or let's praise the Lord, and everybody is silent. And these same people can shout and bring down the house if, you know, they're watching sports and somebody does some great thing on TV. But, you know, the Lord, he is the maker of heaven and earth. He desires our praise. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We sing that also. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. And I love this one in Psalm 103. Glory to God. You can declare this one for yourself as well. You know, we love it. The first five verses of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all mine iniquities, and healeth all my diseases. Now, is that your testimony here this
Amen.
Morning? Who redeemed my life from destruction? Who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied my mouth with good things? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Isn't the Lord beautiful?
Amen.
And John,
Amen.
To verse 17. Verse 17 of these same verses. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. That's beautiful. Not only just children, but even your grandchildren as well. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Even Psalm 104. Let me read a couple of verses there. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. I'm trying to read the entire Psalms today. Just one verse here and there. Psalm 105, verse 1. Go give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms such as this unto him. Talk ye all of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his name. Don't glory in anything else, but glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, and seek his face forevermore. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 105, Psalm 107, verses 15 to 16. There's a song that we sing in this one as well. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass. Hallelujah. And he has cut asunder the bars of iron. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. To the children of men, for his goodness and for his wonderful works, to the children of men, to the children of men, he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Isn't that beautiful? Let's look at Psalm 113. Glory to God. And read the first couple of verses out of that psalm. Praise ye the Lord, he says. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The rising of the sun, it's an early morning rising for us here in Arizona. Some of you may be farther along in the day, but from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, let's praise the name of the Lord, because the Lord is high above all nations and his glory is above the heavens even. Who is like unto the Lord our God that dwelleth on high and humbleth himself to behold even the things that are done, you know, in heaven and even on earth. He raised up. I love this one. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the needy. Hallelujah. Out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman, glory to God, to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. If anybody is looking for that, you can latch on to that. It's a powerful, powerful promise here today. Psalm 117. Glory to God. A very short psalm, but powerful praise. Say, oh, praise the Lord, oh, ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 118. Read the first couple of verses. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of the Adiamese now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them that fear the Lord now say that his mercy endureth forever. Why? Because I called upon the Lord in my distress, and the Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place. Glory to God. If that's your testimony, somebody then ought to praise the Lord this morning. Let's look at Psalm 135. Beautiful, beautiful promises. I mean, beautiful psalms. I mean, of praise here this morning. Just reading a verse here and there and all that. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to add your own praise unto him in just a few minutes. Psalm 135, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. You can see how many times, you know, David and the sons of Asaph and all those people wrote these psalms and praised the Lord. I tell you what, you know, one of the reasons the Lord chose David's throne to sit upon, you know, is that, well, when you surround that throne, you're going to be praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Because David's going to make sure of it. So you better get some practice. Hallelujah. You know, one man once said, you know, he said, you show me somebody who doesn't know how to praise the Lord, and I'll show you somebody who's not going to be around that throne. That's right. And that's a true statement. If you don't know how to praise the Lord, you probably won't make it to be around that throne, because the only people that are going to surround that throne are the people that have learned the art of praise. And they will say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Now, John was taken into a dimension where he saw not only what was going on in heaven at the time, but he also saw what will be going on all through the ages. He saw it all. And they would say, without ceasing, the Lord is good. And they cast their crowns before the Lord, and they just bless the Lord. So we need to get some practice if we want to be around that, you know, throne. Psalm 136, it's a marvelous, marvelous psalm, and I'm come back to that one at the end. We're going to do that one together. I'm going to skip that one for now. Psalm 145, hallelujah. Psalm 145, powerful, powerful psalm. I love that entire psalm. One of my favorite psalms in praising the Lord, Psalm 145. Beautiful psalm. Hallelujah. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and I will talk of thy wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, because it's terrible to them, but I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, hallelujah, and full of compassion. The Lord said that about himself in Exodus 34. He said, the Lord declared the name of the Lord. And the first thing out of his mercy, he said, you know, I am the Lord, you know, out of his mouth. Said, I am the Lord, you know, the Lord God, merciful and gracious and full of compassion. Yes, the Lord is full of compassion. He's slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, the glorious majesty of his kingdom. For thy kingdom, O Lord, is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, O Lord, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, and to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. If that's you today, you can take that promise and you can be sure that he will fulfill your desire if you fear the Lord. He also will hear their cry, and he will save them out of all their distresses. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. Hallelujah. But not so much for the wicked. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his name together. Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, while I live. It's a song we sing about that as well. Will I praise the Lord? I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is a pleasant thing, and praise is comely. Psalm 148, verses 1 through 5. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, ye his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. And I dare say, praise ye him, all his saints. Glory to God. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him. We're commanded. It's a commandment. So praise the Lord. Praise ye him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Praise the Lord. We jump down to verse 11 here. He say, all the kings of the earth, and all the people and princes, indeed all his saints, all the judges of the earth, and everybody, both men, young women, maidens and old men and children, women and everybody, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heaven and the earth. He also exalted the horn of his people. The praise, see, this is how horn means power. Power. The power of his people, their power is in your praise. The Lord exalted the horn of his people, which is the praise of all his saints. Hallelujah. Even of the children of Israel. Well, you know, we too are the real Israel of God. Our people that is near unto him, praise ye the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Just to praise the name of the Lord. And I love this one. The next verse, Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. A new song. And the Lord will give you a new song many times. Sometimes he will give you and you forget. Well, maybe you ought to get your phone quickly and turn on that audio recording, because he'll give you a new song from time to time. Sing a new song unto the Lord and his praise in the congregation of saints. You know, let them rejoice. Let the Israel rejoice in him that made him, and let the children of Zion, you know, be joyful in their king. Let the children of God be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in their dance. Woo-hoo! You know, you can get down before the Lord. David, he loved to do that. You know, one time when the ark was finally returning after having been taken by the Philistines and so on, David, oh my goodness, he saw that ark coming back and he would praise the Lord. He cast off his crown. He cast off his kingly robe. He began to get down before the Lord. My goodness. I mean, he was a man. He didn't care what anybody thought of him. You know, his wife looked through the window later on in the day. She said to him, look at you. Are you the king or what? See how you disgraced yourself in the streets today before even the women in Israel and all of that. I mean, taking off your robe, dancing like a madman in the street. I mean, you're supposed to be the king. And you ought to behave like the king. And David said, it was before the Lord. And I was behaving like the king. Because God chose me before your father's house. Therefore will I praise him. And if you think what you saw was base, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm going to do even worse than that. But for me, it'll be good. I'm going to debase myself before the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord even more if you think that anything. And the Lord was wrath with Michal. You know, she didn't have a child. God smote her, you know, because of, you know, for chiding somebody that praised the Lord. Don't you ever, if you see somebody praising the Lord and doing stuff, don't you ever take up a reproach in your heart against them. Because the Lord might be wrath. You know, God didn't like it at all. You know, but David, he was a man. He would praise the Lord. Didn't care if he was king. His kingly robe and crown, you know, was actually a distraction when it comes to praising the Lord. That's a lesson for many of us. Some of us get too holy and too civil. We can't praise the Lord. You know, we're too polished. We can't jump. We can't roll before the Lord. David was a man who would do all of that. You know, he would roll, he would jump. You know, in the early, you know, in the 70s and 60s, they used to call the Pentecostals holy rollers because they would jump, they would roll on the ground, they would scream. You know, they when the power of the Lord hit them, they didn't care. That's why they call them holy rollers. You know, they would just praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord like David did? There's a song that says, I'll praise the Lord like David praised. I'll dance like he danced. When the spirit of the Lord hits my heart, comes upon me, I'm going to dance like David danced. I'm going to sing like David sang. Well, you know, let's praise the Lord every day. Let's be joyful. He said, let them praise the name of the Lord. You know, let them be joyful. For the Lord take a pleasure, you know, in his people. He beautified the meek with salvation. Say, let them praise the Lord in the dance. Praise him with the timbrel and harp. That's tambourines, harps, whatever. Bring it before the Lord. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth first. And then that will give you power to wield a sharp two-edged sword in your hand. First, the praises of God. That must be in your hand. I mean, your mouth first. And then that gives you the power of the sharp two-edged sword in your hand. And what do you do with it? Execute the vengeance upon all demon spirits, all satanic altars. Hallelujah. Punishments upon all powers of hell. Glory to God. You know, bind for the princes, the kings with chains and nobles and fetters of iron. All of these, you know, all of these you can do because the high praises of God are first in your mouth. You know, he said, execute upon them the judgment written. Hallelujah. That's dominion, folks. You can have authority, you know, upon all elements that are not part of God's kingdom. I mean, that do not submit to God. We have authority over them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This honor of all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. And the last psalm, beautiful psalm, Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with his psaltery and harp. You know, praise him with the timbrel and drums. Praise him with all stringed instruments and organs, all kinds of instruments. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything, woohoo, the hard breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Even things that don't have breath, they praise the Lord sometimes. You see, the wind blows the trees this way and that way. Who knows? But they may be praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, you know, all the works of his hands, praise him. Because he's almighty God. Praise the Lord with me this morning. Let's do Psalm 136. I promised that we were going to do that one. Let's do it together. I love Psalm 136. We're going to read from King James, though. Only if you have the King James. We're going to do this together. I will read the first part of the psalm, of the verse, and you will chime in with the others as we read. But it's really very simple. Even if you don't have a Bible, all you have to say is, "For his mercy endureth forever." That's all you got to say. This psalm is so beautiful that every single sentence is punctuated with his mercy endureth forever. Even it will break up a sentence into two sometimes and punctuate it each half with the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. It's a powerful, powerful thing. And you know, in the days of David, when he was king, hallelujah, in those days, the kingdom was not yet divided. You know, even up to the days of Solomon, and after that it was divided. He would say over the people, "Now bless the Lord your God." And how did they bless the Lord? They would come in, they would say, "The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever." I know people say that today, but most of the time today, when people say the Lord is good, they would say, you know, "The Lord is good." What do they say? "The Lord is good all the time. The Lord is good all the time. The Lord is good all the time." Well, that's good. But here in the Bible, it's "the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever." Never forget that mercy part. Because the mercy of the Lord, we covered this room, in this room, you know, a few days ago when we were doing the book of Hebrews. And we're going to get back. I haven't finished that. When we were doing Hebrews chapter 9, we covered the most holy place and the mercy seat. Nothing like the mercy of the Lord. Look, I tell you folks, the Lord has many attributes, but what he revealed to us in the depiction of the temple was that mercy seat is the highest point of it all. He said, he showed Moses how to build everything, and he said, "Put the ark into the most holy place. Have all these things inside the ark," and so forth. We know what the ark represents, the very presence of God. You know, as the word of God inside, you know, and all these things and so forth. Aaron's rod, that budded, and all of that. The power of God represents the ark, the power, and everything. But on top of that ark, he said, "Put the mercy seat," not below it, not side to by side with it, but on top of it. Hallelujah. And then he said, "There will I meet with you from above the mercy seat." So the Lord himself above everything, but his first communication that he has to us is through his mercy. That's the gateway to the Lord, his mercy. Hallelujah. And if you know how to connect with him in his mercy, that is a prayer, folks, that the Lord can never turn down. We've seen throughout this Bible places where people called upon the mercy of the Lord. And God would, no matter how, even in 1 Kings chapter 21, we see how wicked Ahab was all the days of his life. But when he heard the judgment from the mouth of Elijah, he walked softly. He put ashes on his head. Well, I don't know if he asked for mercy, but at least he humbled himself before the Lord. And the Lord postponed that judgment. We've seen people that called upon the mercy of the Lord. You know, the blind man called upon the mercy of the Lord. Two blind men called upon the mercy of the Lord. They told them, "Shut up!" And they cried out the more. And Jesus would not. He would not be turned. I mean, he would stop. The Bible says Jesus stopped. And he said, "Let him come to me." You know, when he hears that voice of mercy, everything stops. everything. The only people in this Bible that God pronounced judgment upon, and the judgment, you know, stayed upon them, was because they didn't call for mercy. Throughout this Bible, if anyone would have called for mercy, we don't even know that Adam and Eve, we don't see any place where they fell upon their faces and asked for God's mercy. All they did was hide from the Lord and blame somebody else. You know, they should have taken, if they would have taken ownership of their, you know, I mean, I can't be accountable for what they did and beg the Lord for his mercy, because the Lord is merciful and his mercy endureth forever. Listen to what God said in Exodus 34, when God, Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your glory, he said in Exodus 33. And the Lord said, well, I'm going to pass by. You won't see my face, but, you know, I'll declare the name of the Lord. And when the Lord would declare the name of the Lord and he passed by, the very first thing that the Lord said about himself, and I love to always call this out, because this is God declaring his own name and his own attributes. This is not somebody talking about God. This is God talking about himself. Hallelujah. He talked about himself. The Lord passed by him, Exodus 34 and verse 6, and proclaimed, the Lord, this is the Lord proclaiming about himself, the Lord God, merciful. After declaring his name, the first thing out of his mouth about himself is his mercy. Merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. If you can latch on to these folks, latch on to his mercy. I mean, sometimes even when your faith fails, I mean, faith is a powerful thing, you know, and I'm somebody that has been blessed with faith and I know how it works, and all my life, you know, I've been doing it and teaching it, but I know that even when your faith fails, the mercy of the Lord, you can reach out to that mercy. My goodness. You know, he will be there for you. So we're going to do this Psalm 136. Powerful thing, you know, reinforcing this concept of his mercy. It's so powerful. The entire psalm about the mercy of the Lord. So you're going to do this with me, those of you who are on stage. And even if you're in the listening lounge, you don't have a mic, but you can still do it where you are. We're going to do this together. Powerful stuff. And after that, prepare to give your own testimony before the Lord today. Psalm 136. Here's how we're going to do it. I will read the first verse, part of the verse, and then you will just respond with, for his mercy endureth forever. That's easy, even if you don't have a Bible. You can do that. So let's do it. Psalm 136. We're going to do the whole thing. If you're on stage, there's a couple of people on stage. Open your mic and let's do it together. I'm going to do the first part and you just respond with, for his mercy endureth forever. And wherever you are, even in the listening lounge, in your rooms, in wherever, you know, let's do this together. It's a powerful thing. That's what God first said about himself. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
For his mercy.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that made great lights.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The moon and the stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercies endureth forever.
With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him which divided the Red Sea into parts.
For his mercies endureth forever.
And made Israel to pass through the midst of it.
For his mercies endureth forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him which led his people through the wilderness.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him which smote great kings.
For his mercies endureth forever.
And slew famous kings.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
For his mercies endureth forever.
And Og, the king of Bashan.
For his mercies endureth forever.
And gave their land for an heritage. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant.
For his mercies endureth forever.
And I love this part. Who remembered us in our low estate?
For his mercies endureth forever.
And has redeemed us from our enemies.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Who giveth food to all flesh.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Seen your mighty hand, O God, in the scriptures and then in our lives. We've seen how you have remembered us, Lord, in our low estate. Oh, how you have remembered us, O Lord, even when nobody else would. We've seen, Lord, how you've shown us grace when we were condemned. Grace and forgiveness when nobody else would forgive. We've seen, Lord, how you have shown us redemption when it seemed almost too late. When it seemed that it was far too late, when it seemed like everything was gone, you've shown us redemption. We've seen how you've done it in the scriptures and you've done it in our lives. We've seen, Lord, how you have healed our sicknesses. We've seen, Lord, how you have delivered us from our distresses. We've seen, Lord, how when we called upon your name, you were there. Hallelujah. We've seen how none of your promises has failed. All that you have promised, you have fulfilled. And you continue to fulfill them in our lives. We've seen, Lord, the mercy and the goodness of God from morning till night, many, many times. Hallelujah. We've seen even, Lord, when we were weak in our faith, that you were always strong in your mercy towards us. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We've seen the grace of our Lord coming into our lives, leading us away from ungodliness and showing us the way of truth and righteousness. We've seen the power of God's promises in our lives. And every time that we took a hold of that promise, we've seen your faithfulness. Hallelujah. I've seen the goodness of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord. We've seen your goodness. We've seen your mercies. We've seen your faithfulness, how you've opened your hand and satisfied our desires, how you've given us meat and bread, and how you have kept us, Lord, even through the pandemic and all these things that are going on. We've seen, Lord, your mercy from day to day, and we give you all the praise and glory, Lord. And we have seen in our lives the good hand of the Lord that has been upon us. And we thank you. We return the praise. We return the glory to you. And even over these last few days, the Spirit of God has encouraged us to stand upon the word of God and to declare by faith the things of God. And we've seen even restoration in this room. Glory to God. And Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We've seen, Lord, you know, sheep that wandered away return home. And Bible says there's joy from heaven over one person that returns. And we continue to see your goodness. We continue to see your mercy. Therefore, we praise you. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, let us magnify the Lord together. Let us rejoice and exalt his name together this morning. For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. We praise you even ahead of things that we have not yet seen. Things that we are praying for that we have not yet physically seen. Yeah, we pray powerful prayers in this room, you know, for the nation of Nigeria through this time of electioneering and so on. And Lord, we praise you ahead. Glory to God. Blessed be thy holy name. And I want to pray for our sister Victoria. I got a back channel from her. She's been here with us. She said she had a new grandchild. And that's why she's not been here. And that she was, child was born. They were asking for the child. The child was born, but be born prematurely. So they are in and out of hospital all the time. And you might remember her, you know, she's here. She was here. She's been here. I think she lives in Florida or someplace like that. Lord, I want to lift her up before you today. And I said, well, we'll pray for you. We'll remember you in prayers. So we're going to keep that promise right now. Lord, I lift her up before you, Lord, and the situation with the infant, the little baby that was born prematurely. And, you know, they're going in and out of hospital. That situation seems a bit dicey, but the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. And every gift and perfect gift comes from above. And Father, we command the perfection to come into the life of that child. Anything that was born, deficiency, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, make it up. Hallelujah. In your hands, Lord, you can make up the difference. You can fill the gap in Jesus' name. We command life and the beauty of life, the beauty of strength, the beauty of growth into that child in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the reason why they're in and out of hospital, the stress, you know, and the distress that this thing is causing for them, Father, we pray, Lord, that you will relieve them of that. Begin to see, begin to turn that situation around, that they will see the glory of God through the matter. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we've known, you know, I've known of many cases that were born premature, but today you would never know it. They're huge, people in stature even. And Lord, I know you can do it. And I pray, Lord, you know, that the diminished stature of this child, Lord, that you will put a blessing upon that and that it will turn it around and it will begin to grow and it will be healthy. We pray for all the internal organs and everything and so forth. All the reasons that are keeping both the parents and grandparents, up at night, running up and down to the hospital and all of that. You know, the devil himself said, you know, like through failure, put upon them more distress. Let them have more labor and let them have more distress. You know, let there be more burdens laying upon them so they won't have time to come and praise the Lord. Father, we rebuke, you know, that hand of the enemy and we command life in that situation in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified and let us hear testimony in not many days hence to the glory of your name. And let that child grow from growth to growth, from strength to strength, you know, and be filled with all that he needs to have and everything that was missing or diminished that caused the premature or the diminished growth. But I reverse it, Lord, for your goodness and for through your goodness and through your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, good morning, everyone, and good afternoon. Praise the Lord. It's a day of praise. And I want you to add your praise to the Lord this morning. I mean, over the last few days, powerful sessions that we've had here. And if you like to come to the stage and give a shout out to the Lord, feel free to do that in the next several minutes before we close this room. That's our lesson for today. It's about praise. That's what the Lord put in my heart to do today. To just come before the Lord and praise the Lord. And remember, while you are praising the Lord, that's when victory, you know, comes. Most of the story of Jehoshaphat is the perfect example of that, that had a situation that was overwhelming. You know, one of the armies alone, you know, was bigger than theirs, let alone three times. You know, Ammon, Mount Seir, you know, and the children of Moab, all of them together. But when the voice of the Lord told them to not worry, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Jehoshaphat latched onto that word and began to praise the beauty of holiness. He found out among the people, those that knew how to praise the Lord, and those who are skilled in instruments of praise. He looked for the sons of Asaph, according to the commandments of David, who was, you know, before his great-great-grandfather and all that. And he began to, you know, organize the praises of the Lord. And he changed things around. You know, he said, look, let the army fall back. Fall back. And he put the praisers and the people that knew how to say the beauty of God. And what did they say? They said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's what they said. And as they going through this, you can read the story in 2 Chronicles 20. Famous story that I'm sure most people know. And when they began to praise, hallelujah, when they began to sing the beauty of holiness, when they began to say, you know, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever, the Bible says that the Lord set ambushments, glory to God, before their enemies. Listen to this, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 21. And when he, Jehoshaphat, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. That's all he told them to say. Glory to God. So that saying that thing, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever, is so powerful. And the children of Israel, David, he knew it, and his grandchildren knew it too. When you do that, and when they began to praise and to sing, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which came up against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly destroy and to slay them. And when they had made an end of destroying those people, then they turned against each other, you know, and destroyed one another and all of that, you know. So never, never, never underestimate the power of your praise. Glory to God. We did a room a week or so ago that your praise is your weapon. So come on here and praise the Lord this morning.